Blog Talk Radio. As we go to the spirit world to one of my that I call Bishop Bob Moore, and Bishop Moore was a gospel singer, a blues singer. He also was in the ministry, and as I picked him up, he was telling me, Bishop,
Ohio, Cleveland, and
Now, Mary, this is what I want you to know. And maybe you want to ask your mother something. But, you know, she always come because I thought she was good. But her spirit always come. And her spirit, Mary, is saying that she already knows that she got a. You have a possibility of yourself and your son got a gift of ministry and he's gonna come into his own. So that's happened a long time ago.
That's right.
And she got it on the news, like I can confirm that somebody ride on a news wagon. Somewhere. Just kind of like a country. But anything you want to ask, or you can give the reason to send them some, if you want to do that, you want to send them a son, so that's going to frame some open and show you. And you're going to frame the family together, like all of you. You understand that?
Yeah.
Now, you know I'm talking about birth, right?
Yes.
Well, that's your mother, right?
Yes.
Now, you have something you want to ask her?
Whatever you got to tell me.
All she's saying to you, and, okay, brother, she said she wants you to worry with her. There's something you're worried about, it's going to be all right. She said, a big approach is going to be all right. And it depends on your son. Do what you said, and what the bishop said. And I don't know if it's still on him or not, but I'm going to tell him. But that's what she said to you. She said, let me see what's
up. You're breaking up, Bishop. You're breaking up.
Hey, what about now? Am I breaking up now?
No.
Okay, that's going to mean when I get close to the computer, it'll start talking. But you're going to read the 23rd number song. And I want to. Okay, you got it?
Yeah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
God bless you, man. Now I want to stay kind of like, well, if I'm breaking up, well, you can let me know. If I'm breaking up, and then I get too close, I just stay back, and that way I don't get that close to, you know, the vibe, the touch each other. When you get too close, you're overflow. So tonight, as we cross over to our ancestors, what happened, what's going to be happening in 2023, the things you're going to find out that you need to know to guide you to the next level. And you have to make your mind up that you're going to do right. What things will open up to you, and once they open up to you, it'll work. Now, Pearl, I got your line open, and I want to know what you want to know. What did you want to ask? Now, before I bring you on, Pearl, what happened down in Carolina, that was Terry that shot that the wives of the people in the dark. Those are evil people. And there's a lot of the evil people and haters out here. And you know they hate black folks. Well, we don't know whether it's black or white that did it. But I just feel it's somebody hating on everybody. And they went and got a assault weapon and shot and shot up that whole grid with all the lights off. So they got, right now, they got stuff that can cut the lights off and cut them on. They got stuff right now up in space that they can pull a switch and your car won't cut. That's cyber warfare. I mean, dealing with the computer, they got, right now, they got people sitting and watching the computer, because Russia can push a button and all the bridges go up and push another button to go out. So we're going to 2023 as a cyber warfare. That means that things have nothing to do with it. High technology. So again, people that got computer things, you know, Big Brother watching you. But when you get through your computer, cut off. Don't somebody do everything going in your house. Okay? And this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That some of you said the living don't know what the dead doing, but the dead know what the living doing. And Jesus said they ain't dead, they just sleeping. And when Jesus said Lazarus come forth from the dead, he rose up after being dead 3 days. So I want to say to you, I said that your ancestors and the saints and the angels, the angel Gabriel is the angel of resurrection. And when Gabriel come and get you, you got to come. And Michael watched everything that go on. And Melchizedek is the king angel. So you have to know all this and know where you at. And you have to know your angel for your month. There's an angel for every month. For December is Hamiel. That's the angel of December. That's Hamiel. Pearl, you have anything you want to say? I got your line on.
Hold on. Okay. When you read the Bible, and some of you don't read it, you know, if you want to get rich, look in the Bible, but some of you ain't looking in the Bible. You know, you're looking everywhere else. Crossing over with ancestors. Now, when Jesus went up to the mountain, it was transfigured experience. And they said, Jesus, let's stay here. Let's make 3 tabernacles. Make one for Moses and make one for you, and let's stay here. Jesus told the disciples, we got to go back to the valley. That means I got to go and help some people. And I got to go and let them know what to do. It's good that you want me to stay here, but I can't stay because I'm on a mission. So he was on a mission. What I'm telling you tonight, as you read your Bible, most stuff don't come to you. And as you read your Bible, it's like you're putting on a coat of armor. When somebody tries to attack you, that word don't stand. And whatever the word says, it's going to happen. The word says you heal, you heal. If the word says you are protected, you protect it. If the word tells you the people that are trying to fight you are going to die, they're going to die. It's that simple. So when you excite the word of God in you, and when God gives you the anointing of the Holy Spirit, guide you. Now, tonight, the Holy Spirit, I can reach out and go across I'm going to tell you what they said. You can take it or leave it. It don't make no difference. I told one lady, don't ride the bus. She said, well, I need to ride this bus, but I got my arm busted. Okay. Well, if she had obeyed what the spirit said, she would have been in an accident. Try the spirit, by the spirit, see that it is the right spirit. Okay. Seek first the kingdom of God. That means the righteousness of God. And all the other stuff that you can claim will be added to you. That's the Bible. Saying Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God. What that means, the righteousness of God. A much right man needs a much right woman. If you're a much right woman, you need a much right man. And you just can't keep on anybody because you might be getting a demon. And when you get that demon, it's going to cause you up and will kill you. And you're like, well, I'm going to jail. It will kill you. Okay. It calls, it draws different evil spirits. That means they've confessed not that seven evil doers. They assume because they think it's evil, they're doing evil, but they can honor to God. You got demons that people that did evil call them back and they're in your house. They walk in the rest, they miss the kids. The demon spirit, you have to know how to rebuke the evil spirit with the word of God. You have to know how to move to get yourself out of jail, out of trouble, through the word of God. And you do it by reading the Bible. You got there's some scriptures in the Bible that can heal nobody now. There's some scriptures in the Bible will bring you economic finance. You ask not, because you know not. But if you begin to embrace the power of God, doors will open up for you. Tonight, as I call them, and if you don't want to know, all right with me. I do it every Tuesday night. I have people calling from London. I have people calling from all over. They ain't just black folks. They're white folks calling. They want to know about their land. They want to know about what the money, you know, black folks so superstitious. They so Christian. They don't believe in that. So Jesus said this, well, they might believe it. Said, Lazarus is not dead. You know, they show me where your tomb at. You can go. Jesus was on the outside of the grave. Jesus came to the door of the grave. It was a Lazarus to come forth. Gave brought him back. Okay, and so what happened? He was only sleeping. And I'm telling you, in life, your ancestors are only sleeping to God is ready to call, that call. And all them and God are going to rise up and walk up pearly gates. Okay. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. I got your text right here in my hand. And you want to know what happened to your family. Okay, Moses. Think of Moses. Okay, I got him. He's saying that your auntie supposed to have a will. The wheel was made out for all the family members, and they got a piece of the land, okay, like 380 acres, and it's an air property thing. He said, check down at the courthouse, and the man at the courthouse tells him who he is or what his granddaddy's name, and he's looking up for you. That's Shay. Thank you. See, it's a lot. You don't know the ancestors know. Sometimes you do remote viewing. You talk about remote viewing. And there I am, remote viewing is when you're able to go somewhere that you ain't sleep. You ain't on the vision, you're able to travel. And when you remote viewing, the army was teaching people how to do remote viewing. But the really can do remote viewing. Remote viewing means that they can see what you're doing, they can come to you. See, when you do remote viewing, I mean, you see things that people can do. When you're clairvoyant, that means that you see things that people don't see. You got clairvoyant, remote viewing, and you got prophet. You got a man, a prophet, a woman, a prophet, teacher. And when they got the gift, they have the word of the gift in our work. If you don't work, and see, and the devil wanted to drive on you, see, so you need to exercise the gift that God gives you. Now, if you got your hand up tonight, that means that you want to know something. Let me look. Hold on. Hang on. Okay. Okay. I want to say to you, Sister Anne in Chicago, who lost your sister, your auntie. Don't worry. Everything is in divine order. Don't you worry yourself. And don't try to come to the home you're going to. Right now, there's a lot going on. Her spirit will visit you, Anne. And as she visits you, it's going to bring peace and closure to you. You get this for that. Okay. And that happens. So, I will tell Bright Side, I see Sister Lottie bringing you what you really need. Psalm 100 for you to read, because there's so many people need your help. And this is what my leader is saying that there's two covers that have to get on track. And they can attack demonically because they won't listen to you. Ain't nothing they can do right now. You've got to do it for them till we can get them out of the hands of evil spirits. And evil spirits mess your thinking up. And it mess with you. They call it, they say, you got to mentally put all kind of things up with it. It's demonic spirits that come and attack your liver, your lungs, your heart. So you have to know that if you take medicine, but you need some spiritual medicine. You need to know how to ward off. Bible, God said, Brother White, He will give you a new heart and a new liver. You take that stony heart and give your heart of flesh, give you His heart. And if you got the blood of Jesus, the DNA of Jesus, you automatically heal, but you got to accept it. Some of you don't accept it. You got to accept the blood of Jesus. When you accept the blood of Jesus, ain't nothing you can't do, ain't nowhere you can't go. Hello, hallelujah. But once you understand that, some of you lie on top of lies, and when the ancestors come and talk to you, I'm scared. You did everything you've been about. I'm scared to talk to mom. I'm scared to talk to granddad. I'm scared to talk. See, right. You should be always listening to what the ancestors said, because they're going to say some positive. They're going to say some good. They're going to say something to help you in 2023. So if you want to understand, there's a lot going on. And I told one lady, I said, man, I just prophesied, I said, look, you need to leave your car at home and catch the train. And the day you leave a car at home, spirit would lead you. But you got to listen to what the spirit said. I shared shake. And I have an answer. When I said, I shake, I'm telling the answer to come to your aid, okay, to whatever you need. There's nothing too hard for God. God told Sarah, you laughing, ain't nothing to her for God. And I want to tell you, if God says it, I believe it. The wages of sin is death. It gives back to God. Let me go through it. I was looking at 1437. I don't know if they hand up or not, but I'm going to speak. And I see somebody, I see another, I see a, those that are, sometimes you have to let go and let God do something special to you, and God will open that door for you. Okay, I'm going to 7411. Here's a question you want to ask or somebody you want to talk with. You got somebody you want to talk to in the spirit world?
I can't understand your bishop, you say now.
Okay. Do you understand it now?
A little bit, but you know it's in and out like an echo.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Hold on.
Okay, yes, sir.
What about now?
Okay, I can understand you now, Bishop.
Oh, okay. Well, you can.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on. Now, sometimes you know you miss me. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. I hear you a little better now, Bishop.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's some electronics, you know, play with the wind blows. So, yeah, last night I was on. I got to talking, so they cut me off.
I know. They cut you off twice.
Yeah, because I was talking that talk. See?
Yeah, that's right, Bishop. You was telling the truth.
What was going on? And they don't
want
you to know the truth about all this homosexual and this killing going. It's by design. Okay?
Yes, sir. That's right, Bishop.
And it's taking out young folks. Now, you want to talk to, I know who want to talk to you. Okay. Now, do you want to ask me to make something? Now, this is
really, Bishop. You know, not right now, I don't. No, sir, I really don't right now.
What she's saying, let me tell you what she's saying. She wants you to, she's a bishop, tell Marie Clinton, number Trump, and tell Deborah Ann to get the family together. And all that.
Oh, this Deborah Ann here, bishop, this be here.
She wants you to get the family together, okay?
Yes.
And she
yes,
sitting with her arm folded, sitting in a chair, and tell your daughter,
Oh, she went back home, Bishop.
Where Rochelle at?
I'm on here,
Bishop. She on her phone, Bishop.
She said she wants you to sit down and want you to take another drink. She said, you stop drinking. You got too much to lose to be drinking. Now, this is what Lena May saying. And she said, Bishop, if they want to get you down there, they can get you down there. That's what she's telling me. I said, okay. But she said, they don't want you down there, Bishop, because you're gonna tell them exactly what I tell you to tell them, okay? And tell Tick to get someone to sit down and stop drinking so much. You're too young to be drinking alcohol like that. So she said, if she was there, she'd be busting some heads. And Angie said, tell him, Lena May, tell him. And Angie got her fist ball up. And she said, first somebody she mouths out here is Yvonne.
Okay, Bishop.
Oh, now anything you want to ask your mother, she's in the first, she said, she's all right, but you want to see the family more closer together. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
You go to have Bible class at home. You pick Wednesday or something, have Bible class, and put me on the speaker, and I'd give y'all Bible class. She said, it's important for y'all to go to church, but she said, the churches down there are so jealous of y'all. She's talking about y'all. So one of y'all got to start a Bible family where they come together. Because she said, Yvonne ain't ready.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What you're going through is going to be all right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
If I got to tell you, I can't tell you on the air. She told me to tell you.
Yes, sir. I know, Bishop. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what happened with that.
Yes, sir.
Now, Rochana, you want to ask anything? And she said, Rochana, stop being scared. If you keep on, she's going to slap you out of the head. I don't know what she's going to do it. So you better straighten up and fight. Now,
I am
come out, Rochana.
I am, Bishop.
Okay. Okay, let me tell you what she's saying. Let me tell you something. Devin, her spirit, her birthday is in December, so her spirit will be around all the family. See, when people have their birthday, their family, they be around the family members. You know, when y'all have them and stuff, they come. You might dream about them, you might see them, or you think about them, and they come to tell you things, okay? Thank you, Kathy.
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to know, Zeran?
Now, Bishop, that's it. You done told me mostly everything, but just, you know, just tell her that I'm trying my best to get the family together, but it's still the battle. Then. You know, I just don't know what to do, Bishop.
She says she wants you to get the family together. And you get Rochana. Rochana, don't put another drop in your mouth. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
You don't need that. Okay. Now when you drink in, you get sick, don't say I didn't tell you. It's time for you to go away from that and stop worrying about stuff that you ain't got no control of. And look, let those that ain't right, let them go in on. You know what I'm talking about. Let them stay where they are. I don't need to apologize to you. Leave them alone. And leave them make that. You know better. You know what she's talking about.
Yes,
thank you, kind spirit. All is well with that. Alone.
Yes, sir.
Believe that alone. That's, now, I'm going to go on and like, I'm gonna get y'all off there. Okay, I got you. Now you get about you what you're saying now. I wanna say to you that when you talk about prophecy is word from God. God gives the word and he gives it to you. See Abraham was a prophet, Moses, Ezekiel, they were prophets of God. And when God gave prophecy, things happened. Now, remote viewing means that you're able to sit in your house, Deborah, or anybody, you're able to travel. That's astral travel. I'm going to be teaching next on astral travel. I'm going to be teaching on remote viewing. I'm going to be teaching on clairvoyant. Clairvoyant means that you're able to see spirits. And some of you are born seeing spirits, but you don't know how to handle it. See, our ancestors, our grandmother and all them, they get the Bible. And you say, I got to go to the doctor. He gets some olive oil or some coal oil and whatever they mix together and put on you, you get healed. The boy told me, Brother Dale up in Chicago, over VON, he went to the doctor, he had a cold. He went over to the hospital and they sat there all day long. He said, Bishop, I said, man, come up out of there. He said, I've been here ever since 9 o'clock, and it's 4 o'clock now. There were so many people. I said, go home, fix you some tea. Get you some lemons and lime. And put some honey with it and heat it and drink it. He did that. He called me back. He said, I'm all right. Sometimes you got to go with the home resident. I need to do this. I need to go. Here's some stuff you can take out the garden, out of your kitchen, the heat of your body. But you're so programmed to go to the doctor to get a shot. When you get a flu shot, they're giving you the flu. okay? For your body, and you know, I don't kick medicine, but trust God first. I say, when you trust God, he opened my door for you. Now, 7033. Brett, oh, I see your hand up, 7033. Let me see what you say. Hold on. 7033. What you want to ask?
He's out of his life, right?
Huh? 7033, I see your hand up. What you want to ask?
Hello? Well, that's fine. Because I'm still on here.
What's the truck on here? But coming back up, sometimes because of some places the phone dropped coming up. Okay. So hold on.
It dropped, so it's back in.
Okay.
So now I'm back on.
It dropped. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Well, sure enough, anytime we go down to it mess up when you really be talking. I want to know. Let me put Mary on and see how I sound. Mary, does that sound all right?
No, you're breaking up.
Don't you lie?
Huh? Yes. Yes.
It's not me. That's the computer. That's the what's going on wherever you're at. The weather might be bad somewhere. Up in New York somewhere, because it keeps cutting in and out. Okay? And did you hear me clear now?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to know. Remote viewing means that you're able to see things before it happens. Okay? That's what remote viewing is. Clairvoyant means that you're able to see spirits. You know, when I said spirit come in your house or like that, that means you call the angels to do it, okay? You ain't got to be no saint. What you need to know by the spirit, know that it's the right spirit and all this new do. Net, I got Net from Mississippi on here somewhere. I've seen her on. And, you know, this is the end of the year, the last month of the year. You need to be planning what you're going to be doing in 2023. See, and how your finance going to go and how you're going to be more spiritual in what you need to do. Okay? I was talking to 7-11, which I get back. What do you want to ask? Your hands up. 7-11, your hands up. Now, do you hear me?
Yes, Bishop. This man, this Deb. Oh, nothing, Bishop. Well, you done answered everything that, you know, that I had, you know, prayed for, whatever. And I'm just saying that, you know, just let my mother know that I am trying to get the family closer together,
well,
but it just seems like
already,
I tried to with a gal, you know.
Look, let me tell you what she said. She already know what you're going through with the kids and the family. And she already know that, but she picked you as the one to pull everything together. Okay? that you can do.
Yes, sir.
And I feel that I'm going to help you put it together. I know you can do it. And once
yes,
they come
sir.
Together, the puzzle there, they're going to all change.
Yes,
if,
sir.
If the spirit is going to destroy the family, you know, the family is the spirit trying to destroy the family. You know,
yes, sir.
Doing that. But it's some people in the family got gifts. But then it ain't talking about nobody. When you really got the gift of God, you ain't got to push for what God gonna keep you, okay? So that's
yes, sir. So yes, sir.
When people come from the spirit, when I say ancestor, I'm talking about your DNA. Your mama is your DNA. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Because your grandmother's spirit comes through your mother's spirit. So if your mother visits you, if she don't come, your grandmother might come. That's your DNA. So
yes,
when your mother comes, she don't want nobody in the family to be mistreated. You know, because
yes, sir.
Of that. And that's what, you know, she knows that you ain't going to mistreat nobody. Okay? She already know that.
Yes, sir.
And she said, if you're doing something in her honor, do it for all the family.
That's
for
right, Bishop. That's
they don't
right.
Come, it's all right. That's what she said. This is what she's saying. Bishop, tell them to do something in my honor, and if they don't want to come, it's all right. Because them that come get a blessing, they're going to get a word, and they're going to be divine protected by us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got
yes,
to understand.
Sir.
When you got your ancestors around you, protect you, and they will bring an angel to you to tell you what's going on. So it's important. There be no church to get that. You know, I got to go to church. You got to go to church. You got to be spiritual. And when you spirit,
yes,
there's things you ain't going to do. You know, because if you're a woman, you're a goddess. If you're a man, you are a god.
So yes, sir.
Man, now they call it queen. Ain't talking about no drag queen. Talking about the real queen. Talking about the real goddess, okay? Now,
yes,
some of the
sir.
Stuff that's going on now is demonic spirit controlling the mind. The alcohol, the drugs, and all the stuff they've taken, those are demonic spirit have been is loose. You got to be able to bound the demonic spirit. I'm going to bring Brother White on. I see his hand up. Hold on. Let me get Brother White right now. I know you got something to say. Okay. Brother White?
Is have to take down my telephone number and call me right after the show. It's 773.
Okay, brother, what about it?
773.
You on?
Yeah, I'm on. Don't you hear me? You can't hear me?
773-519-1866. Is that it?
Yeah, 773-519-1866.
Okay.
Tell her to call because we don't have time for me to. I guarantee you that what I'm gonna tell her, God through Jesus will bring her off of that alcohol. It's just please tell her to please
okay.
Call me. 773-519-1866. Please call me and our problem will be over tonight.
Okay, we'll do that, brother. Bye.
All right then. I won't try to tell her now, but so because we only got about a minute.
That's right. So I gave him a call after the show, and I want to tell 1478. I see your hand. Let me get 1478. We go up there. 1478, your hand up.
There you go.
1478. I hear you.
You can't hear me?
This is Gary Wayne. 14:7-8.
You can hear me, Bishop?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Whatever you need to tell me.
This is what I want to tell you. Now, this is what your mother said to you. Said, hang in there. See, because it's some money tied up that you're going to get from your job that you're going to know how to get. Okay? Before you retire. Don't retire yet. You think about retiring. Don't retire yet. Some things you got to do where you can get all your benefits, okay? You think about retiring this year or next year? Huh?
That ain't Gail Wayne Bishop.
Now, this is a 1470. Who's this?
This Ballhead.
You ain't got to give me your name. I already know. Don't even give your name out. Things got to change for you. Okay? Don't give your name. I already know. Because you need to keep it from me anyway. If you know what I'm talking about. Thank you, Chance. This is what I want to say to you. Somebody watch every time you move, so you have to don't go to the same place, don't do the same thing. Always do something different. Okay? You understand
right.
that?
Yeah, I hear you.
Huh?
I hear you.
Now, so if you just wait to next year for you, around you gonna be all right. You ain't got to do nothing, just hold out. I know what you wanted to do, just hold out. Some things gonna change, and some people that on the hunt, they gonna get hunted. You know what I'm talking about. Them that lying, their lies gonna get caught up. Okay? It's an investigation going on from the top to the bottom, okay? Those that are in charge, they're going to be indicted for some stuff they're doing illegal. This is at the top of the chain. So I want you to know
uh-huh.
that. You just hang in there, brother. And please tell me.
All right.
You're all in my church, and I'm going to read that. And, and you know what you're talking about. Now, let me show what I got. I'm going to play a little B.B. King as we go off there.